This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, where we have now relocated our services up in the Baton Rouge area because of Hurricane Katrina. But this is the old Trailblazer, riding old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's get up. Get up, let's get a getting. We got to get out there and where the folks are. We got to get up there to the little country church in the bend of the creek. We got to get out there to the logging camp. Or down there on the bayou, as the old Trailblazer used to do. Crank up the old boat and go down to the bayou and see those folks down there, Brother Naughty and all of those folks. So we're just happy to be with you folks here. I wish you'd let me know that you're listening. Let me give you my email address. It's pastor@radiomissions.org. And then my website is just radiomissions.org. We know we have to put those W's there in front of it. But also, I want to remember, let me give you the bookstore telephone number. Many of you have written me, say, is the bookstore still in operation? Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, it sure is. It's area code 225-664-8658. You can call there, and if we miss you, we have an answering service. We'll call you back. And Miss Ellen will help you with the bookstore. So we're just happy to be with you. The old Trailblazer grows kind of weary, but how can we grow weary when we praise the Lord? That's what we're looking at in our study on Revelation now. We're coming down to the end of it. We're looking at the church, praising the Lord. Oh, yes, my friend. Listen, how can we grow tired? How can we grow weary when the Lord is soon to come and we'll be praising the Lord all together? But we're looking at this study at the church praising the Lord. There's no defeat to God's child. No, who is he that condemned it? It is Christ that died, yes. Now, I know that we're living in a time when the lamps are burning low. This is the evening shadows of our time here on this in this earth. But there is coming a day when the bride of Christ will be adorned for her husband. We walk now as looking into a mirror darkly. But when our blessed Lord comes, when he comes here to reign, we will walk in the sevenfold light of his revelation. Our Lord waits within the veil as our high priest and the church, the born-again ones, his bride, waits with him, longing, looking, and praying, for every hour brings us closer to the soon coming of our Lord. One day, and it won't be long, one day he will lay aside those priestly garments and will descend from heaven with a shout, dressed as a bridegroom, coming for his bride, the redeemed of every nation, every tongue, every people, out of every sect and every denomination, while the judgment of God are falling upon a Christless Christendom and a godless world, they will be with him. I say we will be with him in the heaven. When these judgments are passed and the battlefield has been cleared, he will come back with his saints to reign for 1,000 years on this earth. This is the shout of victory. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. In 2 Thessalonians 1:10 we read, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all of them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. When Christ comes to reign, he will be glorified. Not by his sights, not by his saints, but in his saints. To be glorified in his saints means those men and women who have been bought with blood, his blood, who have lived under the teaching of the Holy Spirit, who have been separated, sanctified by his blood, who have loved and obeyed their Lord, who have looked for his coming. Now, brother, my sister, in Christ, oh, isn't that a gracious statement? In Christ, there is no place here for false discipleship, for empty religious profession, because they won't be there. Those individuals now who are living on the sandy foundation, and there's many, we know that. Oh, my friend, I often make this statement, that the greatest tragedy, the greatest horror upon this earth is to be deceived into believing that you're God's child, and all the time you're not. Now you say, can I know, can a man know, can a woman know that he's saved? Yes, he can. You may not be able to tell all that went on in your heart and in your life, but there's a difference now. There's a new creature there. Oh, my friend, there's a new creature. I spoke to a man up on the East Coast recently, and he told me, said, Pastor, I was saved when I was young, but there was a marked difference in my life from that day to this, and he's way up there now in age. He said there was a marked difference in my life. Things, old things became gone away with. All those things have done away with. And I said, Brother, being saved is to know in Christ that he redeemed you, that he delivered you, that he saved you, that he became your substitute. I get so tired and so aggravated with the world situation that we have today, this social club that we have for our religion. Now, do you say, Pastor Trailblazer, is there anyone saved in these modern Armenian free will churches? I don't know. But my friend, I talk to hundreds of people day by day, week after week, and I don't hear the reality of Christ mentioned in many of their hearts. Now, how could Christ be glorified in those who do not know him, those who do not trust him, those who do not look to him? But listen, he is coming to reign as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The scripture says he will be admired in all of them that believe. Do you admire Christ? Every saint will glorify and admire Christ in himself throughout eternity, for he will be a wonder, listen now, for he will be a wonder to himself that such a poor creature as he should be perfected and made in the image of Christ. One of the most baffling things that I have in my life is, why would Christ die to save an old sinner like the old Trailblazer? Why would he die for you out there in the bend of the creek or the forks of the road? Out there now, coming down to the end of your life, maybe out there in your shop, maybe you're piloting an airplane across this great nation of ours, out there on the road, old 18-wheeler pushing that load down the road. Why would the Lord die for you, my friend? Why would he die for you? He did. Christ died for this poor old sinner. But listen, I know that this will be true in my case. I will forever admire, adore, and love such everlasting eternal grace and love that brought me to heaven to reign with my Lord. I know that, my friend. Every blood-bought, born-again one is a wonder to himself. I asked my folks here recently, I said, do y'all believe in miracles? And folks looked at me kind of funny. I guess they thought we was fixing to have some sort of a campaign or something. I said, no, you're looking at a miracle standing behind this pulpit, standing here behind this microphone at the old Trailblazer broadcast. For this is a miracle that God would save a sinner such as I am. How did God love me? How did God love me enough to die for me? Then how did he love me so much to bring me to Christ? When we get to heaven, it will be a wonder how Christ ever brought us there. He gave us such bodies and made us like our risen Lord. I tell my folks here often that I'm a great believer in the providence of God. I look back at the providence of God, how the Lord has had his hand upon this poor old sinner ever since I came into this world. The providence of God, I look back and see how many times I could have gone out into eternity lost, and the Lord's hand protected me. I'm a firm believer in that, my friend. Oh, I'll be glad. I'll meet many of you radio listeners who have been saved here under this ministry, whom I have never met in person. You can walk up and say, "Old Trailblazer, is that you?" Well, I'm old so-and-so from up here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm old truck driver up here, I used to hear you when I was driving across the country up there. Old Trailblazer, you got to heaven too. Did you get here, Lord? The Lord brought you here. Oh, listen, I'll meet you there, my friend, and we will admire Christ in one another. The angel will stand by and look upon us with wonder when they see their prince, the Lord Jesus Christ, come back with 10,000 times 10,000 of the ransomed ones at his feet. Then Satan and his defeated legions and lost spirits of ungodly men will bite their lips with envy and rage and tremble at the majesty of the Lord Jesus Christ in that day, because the Lord God Almighty reigneth. I wish every one of you folks who hear the old Trailblazer could realize that Satan, surely he is a defeated foe, that he with all his demon spirits, fallen angels, and unbelievers will go down together, for the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. You know, my folks, when we stand yonder on that day with our blessed Lord, we will be startled beyond words with the Lord's work in us, as it will be so far beyond anything that we could have ever imagined. We could never imagine our Lord to be so good and so gracious. John said here, a great multitude. It was a voice of many waters, a voice of mighty thunderings that was crying out, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. Yes, yes, our Lord will be wondered at, glorified in all of his saints because of their number, a number that no man can number, redeemed among the sons of men. All the powers of Satan, infidels, atheists, skeptics, agnostics, evolutionists, modernists, cannot keep heaven from being populated. But listen, listen to this great truth. Every saint will admire Christ in his work in us, and his work in us, because every one of us will stand there as a proof of his power to save. Believers clothed in white linen, washed in the blood of Christ, once defiled, now white-robed, there with him in our risen, glorified bodies. Thank the Lord, our Lord reigneth. Yes, he will be glorified in all of his saints in that wondrous day, because by his wisdom and by his power and love, he will bring them all safely through the trials of the way. We sang that song here. The trials of the road will seem nothing when we get to the end of the way. We'll have, we will have come through all of those trials and temptation, and then there we'll stand. Salvation, glory, honor belongeth unto him, for the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. And there we'll be able to shout, Amen and Amen. Oh, my friend, what a gracious day that's going to be. Do you look forward to that day? I ask you at this time when you hear the old Trailblazer, are you saved? Are you a child of God? I don't care how weak you are. I don't care how trembling you are. I don't care how you see yourself as a great sinner. Did Christ die for you? He died for sinners. The Scripture says he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, my friend, have you ever been lost? Have you ever been lost? You know that no one cometh to the Lord except the Father draw him. How does he draw him? Shows you that you're lost. Shows you that you need salvation. Shows you that you're filthy and vile and that you need cleansing. Well, my friend, that's the greatest thing in the world, to be lost. To come to see yourself lost. And then you can be found. Oh, how did the Lord find that old sheep out there that night when he went away from the fold? Found him blatant. Found him out there blatant. Bah, bah, bah. Every sinner cries out, Oh, Lord, save me, else I perish. Would you think about that? Would you do that? And I wonder if you'd sit down and write me and help me with the broadcast. We're going through some trying times, but I praise the Lord God Omnipotent reigning, and I look forward to that day we'll go home to be with our blessed Lord. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. All of these messages are on cassette, CDs if you'd like to have them, and also in printed form. If you write me, I'll be glad to send them to you. The printed page is free and postpaid. The CDs are $5 each. Cassettes are $3 each. And if you would, pray for me. Pray for me until next time. Goodbye and God bless you.